When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her. When they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There is no one among your relatives who has this name." So they made signs, asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet and wrote, "John is his name." And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. Then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, "What then will this child be? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him." The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Today we are celebrating the solemnity of the Nativity of John the Baptist. In the liturgical calendar, there are only two people, two saints for that matter, whose nativities we celebrate as solemnities. The first one is Jesus Christ, whose nativity we celebrate on Christmas Day. And the second one is John the Baptist, whose nativity we celebrate today on the 24th of June, exactly 6 months before Christmas. You may ask why John is put in equal footing with Jesus. The church observes the birth of John with almost the same tone as the birth of Jesus because of the great similarities and importance that exist between the two nativities. St. Augustine points to some of these similarities. John appears as the boundary between the two testaments, the Old and the New. Thus, he represents the times past, and he is the herald of the new era to come. As a representative of the past, he is born of aged parents, Elizabeth and Zechariah. And as a herald of the new era, he is declared to be a prophet while still in the mother's womb at the arrival of the Blessed Mary. For after Mary's visitation, Zechariah spoke about the child to be born of his wife, saying, "And you, child, will be called the prophet of the Most High, for you'll go before the Lord to prepare his ways, to give his people knowledge of salvation." So, in that womb, he had already been designated as a prophet, even before he was born. That's why, and that's what makes John the greatest of all prophets, and that's why his birthday is celebrated with the same tone as that of Jesus. Even Jesus himself affirmed the greatness of John when he said, "Truly, I tell you, among those born of women, there has not risen anyone greater than John the Baptist. Yet whoever is least in the kingdom of heaven is greater than he." After John was born, there was a quarrel. among his relatives about which name he should take. And we heard this in the gospel today. Some wanted him to be called Zechariah after his father, but Elizabeth insisted that he should be called John. First of all, we need to understand that the Israelites of old attached a great importance to the name of a person. Hence, they took the choosing of names for their children very seriously. They wanted the name they chose to have special significance to the child. My dear friends, as Christians, we too should have the same desire when choosing names for our children. We should want the names we give to our children to give them a sense of purpose in God. In most of our African societies, and I believe you have the same tradition here too in the West, the name declares our character. The name expresses what we are and sometimes relates to our destiny. For instance, Kagumisa, my second name, means hold firm, be strong, do not waver. It is my father's name. My father was born at a time when my grandparents were going through a difficult period of life. So when my father was born, they called him Kagumisa to remind themselves that they have to be strong, they have to be tough and face the situation, the difficult situation of life. Hence, in naming our children, let us not just give a name because it sounds nice or just naming for the sake. We should give to our children meaningful names, preferably names of saints, names that will express their character and give them a sense of destiny as revealed to us by God. The name John means the Lord is gracious. The Lord is gracious. In the birth of John and in the birth of Jesus, the Messiah, we see the grace of God breaking forth into the world, broken by sin and without hope. So John's miraculous birth shows the mercy and favor of God in preparing his people for the coming of its Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. John the Baptist is the only prophet who pointed to the people, the Lamb of God, foretold by all other prophets. He was the humble forerunner who agreed to decrease so that Christ may increase. Some other people believed John was the Christ, but he humbly denied it, saying, "I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet." He was very humble. So John did not embrace self-glorification, but rather expressed the glory of God. You and I sometimes deny Jesus the glory and instead propel our own glory. Sometimes we want people to give us credit for our good devotion, for instance, our good piety, our good preaching, our good family, our good everything, and we appreciate as if it is out of our own merit. Sometimes we forget that there is one whose sandals we are not worthy to untie, who is behind all our success. We forget that everything we have, everything we achieve, is by the help of God, by the grace of God, without whom we can do nothing. The Apostle Paul aptly reprimands us by saying, "Brothers, I have applied these things to myself and to Apollos for your benefit, so that you may learn from us not to go beyond what is written. then we not take pride in one man over another. For who makes you so superior? What do you have that you did not receive? And if you did receive it, why do you boast as though you did not? Let us ask God, through the intercession of St. John the Baptist, to increase in us the virtue of humility, so we may give credit to God and glory to Him in everything we achieve. May God bless you. Amen.